Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. Day one of Prime Minister Modi's visit to the United States. Meetings with top CEOs currently on. A warm welcome also from the Indian diaspora as Prime Minister Modi arrives in Washington. Prime Minister Modi and President Joe Biden's first one-on-one meeting tomorrow. The Sensex up by almost 1,000 points today at a new record high. The 60,000 peak isn't far for the Sensex now. The Nifty also at a new high. The surge led by a US Fed decision from 50,000 to 60,000 in just 9 months for the Sensex. The top court to set up a panel to probe Pegasus hacking. The Chief Justice says he will give the order on the probe panel next week, saying some people we approached for the panel declined for personal reasons. Horrifying brutality. Assam police versus unarmed protesters during an eviction drive. Two civilians are dead. 9 policemen also injured, one critically. First lathis, then shots during the eviction drive. A photojournalist jumps on the fallen protester. The police say the protesters are pelting stones. They had no choice. The Assam chief minister says the eviction drive will continue. Students' fears come true. The big meat scam from a Nagpur coaching center. Proxy candidates were used, according to CBI, which passed an interstate NEET proxy candidate scam. Rich students pay for proxies. What about others? The Maha Horror, a Thane teen raped by 29 men in 9 months. The 15-year-old girl's boyfriend blackmails her with a video. Other friends of this man then rape her over 9 months. The girl finally complains to the police. Well, Bhangra beats by the new Punjab chief minister, but serious business at hand as he flies into Delhi to finalize a new cabinet. Meanwhile, the Congress's retort to ex-chief minister Amrinder Singh, you get angry when you are elderly.